ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
This is Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport with Matt Clinch on your radio, ABC Sport Digital, and on the ABC Listen app.
Things aren't trending the way we want them to. Like, social media is obviously a massive one, and that's only getting worse. Players are copying a lot of stuff directly to their phones.
Everyone's got a device, right? So, you know, they feel like they're seeing it, they're reading it, they're feeling a part of it as well.
I want your children, I want my children, if I'm lucky enough to have them, I want them to be in a space that's much better than what it was for you, what it was for me.
Yeah.
Tony Armstrong's three-part investigation series, Endgame, tackling the issues of racism in sport, chatting with former athletes and legends, including Brownlow medalist Adam Goods. If you missed the first episode, it's available on ABC iView. The second episode, 8:30 on Tuesday night. And Tony joins you on Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport. Great to see you. How are you?
Always good to come home, Clinchy.
This is where the journey started, isn't it? You're now a two-time Logie winner. You've written books. You've been on Eurovision. In terms of tackling this task, how hard was it? How much did you wrestle whether you were mentally and physically ready to take on such a big task?
It took me about a year to say yes, just because I was probably understandably now, for those who have seen it, a bit nervous about what might fall out of it. And the way that people kind of might talk to me online. I mean, it sounds quite trivial, like the way I say it, but yeah, I just needed to make sure I was up for it. And also, you know, I've always felt this way about it, but I don't know if before this I felt like I had enough runs professionally on any board to be able to really, you know, sort of do something at this scope. So yeah, it took me a little while to say yes, but I think all good things do take a little bit of time. You know, you got to consider a lot of stuff, but I'm really proud of the work everyone did and really grateful to the athletes in particular who bared a lot of their soul to help the viewer at home understand what people deal with.
You've spoken about the impact of racism, how it's had an impact personally on you, the impact on the broader community, and tried to educate us as best as you possibly can to try and find the solutions for the worldwide problem. Mm. How did you try and go about it in your mind as to what you wanted to come out with a solution at the end?
So I guess I had to leave my own hypotheses at home a little bit, because then I probably wouldn't have been true to the kind of investigative part of it. I just got that word out. And I guess because of that, it was quite enlightening for me as well. And what really came to the surface for me was, it is like so much of this is about truth telling. And even though overseas we might see more overt, heavy handed racism over the fence or that kind of thing, I think what we're also seeing is a much more honest approach from the governing bodies, the leagues themselves, who are going, hey, we've got a huge problem. Like, you know, there is something wrong here. Whereas I think what we do here in Australia, which is so Australian, nothing to see here. Look how good we are. Yeah. We've got multicultural around. We've got Indigenous around. That's like, we're doing a lot.
We're doing something.
But we aren't there. And then what we're seeing falling out of the back of that honesty is actual, like, because they all agree that there's a problem, then they're all able to move in the same direction. Does that make a bit of sense?
Yeah. So for someone like Adam Goods, who we haven't heard a lot of since his career came to the end, so to sit down and to talk to him about it, how prepared were you for that conversation and for him to sort of go into the depths that he hasn't publicly in the past?
I was so chuffed. I couldn't believe he said yes. Like, my first relationship with Goodsy was parasocial. Like, he was my hero. I was pretending to be him in a hallway. And then in this show, I'm in his hallway hanging out with him. You know, like, it's weird. But I was just so chuffed, like, honored that he trusted us to not try to get him to reopen wounds and play that role for, like, trauma porn so he could get more views of a show. I wanted him in it because he is someone who is a mentor to me away from the spotlight. And yeah, like just to sit down across from him, you can see how emotional he makes me feel. His insight and just the clear like hurt that he still has was it's hard to think about something like that happening to someone who's so beautiful and lovely.
The voice is Tony Armstrong. His three-part documentary Endgames is on ABC iView at the moment. What was his advice to you in tackling this issue?
You got good armor, bros. It was that. It was also, you know, just be ready. Like, there's a really nice tone from him, which is a bit different to everything else in the series, because he's the only real one who checks in on me, which is, tonally, it's quite a different message, because I'm out there, I'm asking, you know, I'm like, Clinchy, what do you reckon?
Yeah.
You know, Rio, what do you reckon? Michael Holding, yes, Michael Holding, that's the guy I'm talking to. Whoa. Whereas Goodsy was checking in on me, and I think the big thing he said to me, just make sure you're okay, because we've probably all heard the mask in an aeroplane analogy, but, you know, like, you can't help anyone else if you can't breathe. So, yeah.
You mentioned Michael Holding and some of the international sporting stars you've been able to chat with. Who gave you the biggest insights, did you feel, to what you were trying to tackle?
You know, Rio Ferdinand was pretty amazing. You kind of forget how much work he's done in this space. He's done a documentary not dissimilar in the UK. And the big thing he said was, talk to the people as high up the food chain as you can, talk to them on camera, and then hold them to account on the things they say. And, like, because I guess as people who broadcast, that's our weapon. Mm-hmm. You know, it's being able to hold people to account to things they've said when we've had them.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. And like one of the insights he gave as well was, and I think you would have heard, you know, us talk about this a lot in terms of, you know, it's not about us anymore. It's about the next generation. Well, maybe the next generation can be the ones that sort of educate their parents. You know, I might not be able to convince a parent over there, but their girl or boy might be able to convince them if they listen to us. So, yeah, I came out of it with more hope than I thought I would. I'm quite cynical underneath the smile. and, yeah, this time I came out of it with a bit of hope, which is more than I thought I would.
The laws are obviously different in the UK as opposed to Australia, but you did sit down with David Pocock and spoke about this sort of e-safety bill, which you're hoping will bring about real change.
Yeah.
Is that a possibility to see the laws and regulations change in Australia?
Well, I think we have to, because what's the definition of insanity? You know, you do the same thing over and over and expect something different. Like, something needs to change. And I think, you know, it's not going to be a silver bullet. Like, if we just change the laws, well, sure, we're just going to have heaps of recourse because we haven't been educating. If we change the laws and we're educating and the sporting bodies themselves are showing a leadership position, then we can have it all sort of working in concertina. But yeah, I do think that is a real life chance. We've spoken to David both on camera and off camera. And yeah, he's keen to push it along because he sees the merit in it.
Obviously, Australia, in terms of the governing codes for the AFL and the NRL, the big football codes, is there conversations around what they can do more to try and push this issue and take control in their own backyard?
I mean, I'd love to see them just say there's a problem. I mean, just admit it would be a great start. I'd love to see that. And then from there, I think, by way of example, over in the UK, we saw that club members who get found guilty of racial abuse, they care more about what the club sanction's going to be.
Yeah.
They care more about that than actually legally being defined as a racist.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you? The power is with the club. It's not with the boys in blue. It's with the club. So clubs have such an amazing opportunity and they're so agnostic. Mm. We're so agnostic here in Australia. We've got our couple of rounds, you know, and that's it, you know.
That's it, yeah.
And you know, like, it'll take courage, but we can do it. I believe in it.
I'm gonna let you go.
Yeah, you are. I can see you're getting. I can see you're getting the wind up. I'm not even looking.
Who would you vote for opening the batting alongside Usman Khawaja? Let's give you a cricket question to finish with.
Oh man, I wouldn't mind seeing Travis Head up there.
You'd put Travis Head to the top of the order.
I wouldn't mind seeing him up there. You know,
Marnus. Would you have Marnus opening the batting?
Well, he's playing well, isn't he?
Isn't he just?
He's playing. It's good to see him back in form. And you know what? Even if Pat Cummins doesn't manage to play, we'll just bring in the statistically best bowler in the world in Scott Boland.
It's going to be a massive summer. Tony, congratulations on Endgame.
Thanks, Clinchy. It's always nice to talk to you, mate.
Good luck. Tony Armstrong joining me. That's available on iView with his Endgame project. Quarter time in the two matches of the AFLW. Clint Wilden's keeping us across it.
North Hobart, it's North Melbourne by 17 points over St Kilda. 2-5-17, St Kilda yet to score. And the other game at Ballarat, Geelong lead the Bulldogs. 3 straight 18 by 10 points. The Bulldogs 1-2-8. Clinchy.
Thank you to Clint Wilden. Sandy from Dalesford says, I have one of Shane Warne's old cricket shoes in a glass case in terms of the memorabilia you've hung on to, and David Boone's testimonial dinner. I also got a signed menu. Our New South Wales Queensland listeners, you're off to the Pacific Championships. The Jillaroos taking on Samoa. Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport.